broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Eric Holder now is openly questioning the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, writes Newsmax. Wow, liberals have created safe zones where would-be victims can't fight back. That's what we're seeing in America, ladies and gentlemen. Seattle passing a law requiring gun owners to store firearms in a, well, you got to unload your gun and then store it in a container. So a lot of good that's going to do. In California, you got to be 21 to get a gun. They're literally ratcheting down on the Second Amendment and the First Amendment like you have never seen before. They're pushing for civil war, ladies and gentlemen. It's open. It's in the mainstream press. We've got a clarion call for civility to dial this stuff back. Sad part is no one's listening to us. It's getting worse, and the rhetoric is everywhere. Even the Pope comes out with a statement, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, some will say, some will welcome this. Others are going to, I think they're going to be going almost berserk about something like this. What do you think, Sam? The headline.
Oh, they're going to come unhinged. They're going to talk about the Pope's evilly hates women. I don't know what they're going to do with the poor guy.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I defend the Pope's point, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. Pope, this is the headline. Pope says abortion is like hiring contract killer. And like you say, some folks are going to really be after the Pope even more. You can see why the churches are under fire, if you will. I don't know if you saw that one story with your all the different gun stories. It makes me think of it. Kind of the, you always look for some good even in a garbage can. But in this case, it was a story from like down in Brazil. Apparently, some guys really get a lot of move towards being a leader down there. I think it's in their presidential race, and the his recommendation is to basically give good people guns. So in other words, they can kind of fight back instead of having to just be rolled over by all the criminals.
Yeah, I guess the guy's a former paratrooper. Give guns to good people, right. The former paratrooper says, right?
Yeah, and you're not going to see much about that story going forward. I don't think so, but I just was happy to see that at least some folks understand it, you know. I guess the guy's name is Bolsonaro, they say he woos Brazil voters with a simple recipe for ending violence.
Yeah, I'm into that, Kurt.
And yeah, his simple recipe, give guns to good people. Wow.
But it's the opposite direction that we're going, Kurt.
I know.
I wish we had somebody stand up in America and say that on the campaign trail. And then be true to that when in office, Kurt.
And you bring that up, about assassinations and the different things. And I was watching some of the presidents, they call it a rally, last night there in Iowa, and very well done, by the guys there at I think it's called Right Side Broadcasting Network. They do a good job to follow those events and show what's going on. And I thought, man, the president could sure be I guess you could say a target of the bad guys. Even at those events or so many others, it certainly wouldn't surprise me to hear of either an attempted assassination event or a successful one with the rhetoric. And,
well, that's what Rand Paul's talking about, too. This, hey, there could be an assassination. Someone's going to get killed if we keep escalating this. It's sure to happen.
Yeah.
And I sadly admit that he's right.
Yeah. I agree.
This will happen. You know, abortion's like hiring a contract killer, says the Pope. He's right.
Yep.
Give guns to good people. That guy down there is right.
Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, I guess now there's a key witness, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you remember our buddy Steve Stockman?
Of course.
Sam?
Steve Stockman's a great guy.
Yeah, and
In fact, if I had time, I'd get a hold of him and get him on the radio. I just don't have the time to do everything, right?
Well, this yes, sir, you don't have the time to do everything. I always thought you had the time for everything.
I know you think, Sam, that. That's why you put all these things for me to do. I know you believe that. Kurt Cosby kicks
well,
back.
Well, I mean, I've never seen
Kurt
anybody
Cosby pulls
that
up a lawn chair at the hunting table outside, and everybody drives by and smiles at Kurt, and he just kicks back while he expects me to do all the work, you know? I know how it goes.
Right.
I'm with it.
No,
I get
just
it.
Mr. Relaxation. But anyway, the headline from the WorldNet Daily Boys, key witness, Obama targeted congressman is innocent. It says one thing, this is written by Rachel Alexander, by the way, in their commentary section. So one thing President Trump has done is to expose ardent leftists working for our government who believe anything goes to attain a leftist utopia. This seems a little bit like our conversation last hour, you know. Some call them the deep state. Others call them the resistance. Their radical agenda is to destroy anyone they view as standing in their way. We see it in their attacks against Trump and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, among others. The left believes you need to destroy the innocent to achieve a socialist paradise. The end justifies the mean.
They don't believe they're innocent, though. They believe you and I are not innocent, Kurt.
Well, you're right.
They believe you're a racist. You've been doing it for several hundred years. I know you haven't been alive.
Thus, you should be treated.
Exactly right. In fact, it's just comeuppance, if you will.
Yeah, that's right.
They really believe this. They believe that you hate women. And that's why you got your wife pinned down and made her have too many babies and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're just evil. And they literally believe this, rhetoric, Kurt.
Yeah, and the article goes on, says, creation of a false narrative pursued relentlessly, regardless of facts, just to destroy your political opponent. That is how these employees in key government positions operate. These same government employees turn a blind eye to leftist malfeasance. The book See Something, Say Nothing documents how President Barack Obama ignored terrorists such as the Boston Marathon bombers. Meanwhile, Obama called both terrorists and Republicans the same thing, extremists.
Yeah, and see, that gets you see in the Unite the Right rally. Look, there was right people that were out of control. Most of them were not, but a few were. Let's be clear. There were left people out of control. Again, most were not, but several were.
A few were. Yeah, all right? That's just the way it always
And then
is.
Donald Trump tried to say, hey, you know what? Both sides are there for legitimate, appropriate, peaceful reasons. And then there's the extreme on both sides, and both sides are to blame for this. And they literally attacked President Trump for trying to be fair and even-handed about it, Kurt. They literally attacked him and said, how dare you blow up our false narrative? How dare you? You are a racist, a bigot, a terrorist, a womanizer, a hater. You're evil. In fact, you're unstable. You're a terrorist. We got to impeach you. I mean, that's the rhetoric from these people.
And the article that we're, you know, kind of talking about here continues. It says, if that gets you upset, as it should, you need to know how the news media buried a story regarding how the FBI and Department of Justice suborned perjury and rigged a conviction of former Representative Steve Stockman, Republican of Texas. In an explosive story that's about to be released, a key witness in the trial, Ben Wetmore, lays out in detail how he was repeatedly threatened and pressured to change his testimony and asked. To falsely claim he was running a spy network for Stockman. Wow. Anyway, it goes on and gives more details, but, you know, it's not surprising to me that Steve Stockman was targeted. And
they say he was found guilty of, 23 fraud charges, Kurt?
Well, I think if if they wanted to, they could. That's right. 23 out of 24 counts earlier this year. They say mostly vague crimes that can be asserted against almost anyone, like mail fraud and money laundering. For example, they say Wells Fargo had a scandal after opening up bank accounts without customers knowing. Stockman was charged with money laundering and wire fraud for the bank's wrongful maneuver. As Joseph Stalin's head of the secret police said, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." Yeah, I guess Stockman sits in prison awaiting sentencing. You know, he's not free like Weinstein and some of those others. His conviction relates to a mere 4 donations to 2 nonprofits he was involved with. He fundraised for them before he ran for office. He did not take any money from them when he was in office from 2013 to 2014. The donations were given to the charities between 2012 and 2014 by 2 men totaling $915,000. They understood that their money was going to promote conservative ideology. The prosecution also had a problem with a campaign mailer sent out by one of the nonprofits that simply provided public information on Stockman's positions. Anyway, the bottom line is, to me, Sam, they wanted to get rid of him, and they did.
Well, right? And I've got a personal story I'll tell you about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby's with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about Steve Stockman. 23 out of 24 counts, they say guilty. He's in prison, what, rotting now, Kurt? Why? What's going on? Is there justice? We don't have liberty when innocents are in prison, I'll tell you that right now.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, Sam and Kurt, we're talking about the Steve Stockman case. I mentioned to you that I had kind of a little bit of personal information on this. So, Kurt, we invited Steve Stockman to speak to us at a CSPOA event, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event. And I talked to Steven and I said, "Hey, you know what? We got your flight. We got this. We got that. We got everything together. We'll take care of you. We're not going to pay you a speaking fee, but we've got to cover this." He literally came back to us and said, "Listen, I've checked with the laws regarding congressmen, and you can't pay for my travel because it's against the law. And so I'll be there and I'll be glad to speak, but I can't take your money to do it." Kurt, I'm telling you right now, I know firsthand this guy did his best to obey the laws and to follow the rules, and he literally had to go check with attorneys or whatever you call it as a congressman to find out, you know, could he have me cover the flight? Because what he said is, I don't want to spend my Washington money to at first he said, I don't know that I want to speak, guys. It's not that I don't want to speak. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I won't back you. It is that I don't want to spend my money so that my constituents complain that I'm going to speak to a group. And especially if they then, you know, tie it to a, quote, conservative group, they'll beat me up over it. The press will have a heyday. So I don't want to spend my budget on that. And then we said, well, no problem. We'll pay your fee, buddy. And then he came back and he said, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I can accept the fee because they'll say it's kind of a pay-to-play scheme. So he checked with all the laws. And then he came back and he said, well, listen, I'm going to come on my own dime. It's safer. I do want to speak for your organization. I love you guys. Anyway, so he came, Kurt, but he did his level best. I was behind the scenes. I personally dealt with Steve on this matter, Kurt. This is not conjecture. This is not third hand. This is my personal involvement with Steve Stockman. And I know that he tried his best to be appropriate about this, Kurt. I guarantee it. But again,
well, and
this
and
comes down to the fact article. That, hey, if they want to attack him and they want to take him down, yeah. They can take anybody down. And this, in my opinion,
that's
is
right.
Proof because it flies in the face of everything that I know, Kurt.
Well, and you read this article, Sam, it makes you think of the Bundys and their situation where, you know, the judge would only allow certain information and that kind of thing. Like, you know, they point out here, the judge in Stockman's case admitted she did not fully understand the difference between a 501c3 and a 501c4, but blew it off, saying it didn't matter. And the prosecution kept the jury confused, referring to the legitimate nonprofit organizations as sham profits. They say that, you know, talking about fraud and things, you know, Wetmore, this guy that, you know, they reference in the story, says the whole trial was a sham. The judge ordered him not to discuss anything political or provide full answers at trial. She did not appear to grant a single motion or request by the defense. Stockman was outspent by the prosecution 200-1. The Justice Department rejected defense requests for internal emails that might have shown selective prosecutions. You know, that's that whole Freedom of Information Act going on. The judge rejected all but two defense witnesses at trial, stating the others weren't relevant. See, like, if you got a judge like that, Sam, I mean, I don't think you're ever going to get out. Says the prosecutors went on a fishing expedition subpoenaing an unbelievable 250,000 documents. Stockman's defense didn't have the time to look through all of them. For 4 years, the DOJ spent an estimated $15 to $20 million looking into every single email or text message he'd ever sent or received. A case like this should have taken 6 months to investigate, not 4 years. The FBI tailed Stockman around Washington, D.C., Houston, and his international travel. Witnesses were pressured to cooperate. Wetmore says an FBI agent put on file a report of a child in distress with his local police in order to generate a visit to his home by Child Protective Services. There was nothing ever wrong with this child. It says Stockman was targeted because he took on corruption within the Obama administration. He signed on to legislation which impeached then Attorney General Eric Holder, announced his willingness to consider impeachment of President Obama, exposed Hillary Clinton's violation of the Iran sanctions, and called for the arrest of the IRS's Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress. Due to activities like this, he appeared on the Drudge Report in 2013 and 2014 more times than all of the members of the 113th Congress combined. Yeah, Sam, he did a lot of things to garner attention. They say he's a true whistleblower and political prisoner. He stood up against Obama, and now we should stand with him. It's time to right a wrong and stop the destruction of political enemies of the left. Visit, it says, defendapatriot.com. Seemed like he'd be one of the main ones that the president would be pardoning, wouldn't it be, Sam? At least it seems like to me. You know,
I'm literally talking to Steve Stockman's wife right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm working on solutions for this. So keep going, Kurt. I'll be back in just a second.
You know, when you look at things to do, ladies and gentlemen, things to keep us busy, you know, there's so many things. And we one thing we want to say at this point is how much we appreciate your consideration of our efforts. How much we appreciate your nickels and dimes, dollars and $2 bills, whatever you send our way to keep Liberty News Radio operating. It is for Sam and I a labor of love, and you know, we do, like Sam always says, we do have day jobs, you know, different things that we do to bring in the money we need. We appreciate you participating with us so that it's not quite as expensive for us to run the network and provide these programs. But Steve Stockman and so many others need our help and need our support. I'm glad for the guys at WorldNet Daily that brought this forward, WND.com. You know, there's some good folks out there that are making a difference, and we appreciate, whether it's you, the widow that might provide the widow's mite, or those of you that, you know, might have a little bit more than a mite to spare.
All right, so this is the deal. I literally found Steve Stockman's wife. I just talked to her. Nice as all get out. She's going to catch me up on the case after the show. We're going to see what we can do to help. We're going to get this done. There is no liberty with innocence in prison, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. And I've known about this case, and I've felt bad for Steve, but I haven't known, you know, exactly how to. Again, I'm not down in it. I'm just saying it takes so much time, so much work for these individual cases, and I just don't have money, and I don't have the staff. You know, I got a family of 8 kids to support. I literally fund this radio network. I don't want to say single-handedly, but almost single-handedly, and I just can't. So I'm telling this lady, hey, I'm on the radio, but you're not on the radio. I wouldn't put you on without your knowledge, but my co-host is talking right now, and I'm explaining to her who I am, and she's like, you know what? I remember Steve working with you guys. So anyway, I told her I'd call her back because I just can't focus and give her all the information she needs and get caught up on the case, but I'm telling you right now, in my humble opinion, this is an absolute sham, Kurt, and we need to get this to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and say we need to pardon Steve Stockman. This is absolute political payback. For his standing against the corruption. I don't know what to say about this, except for this has got to stop, Kurt. And these are the examples. What the problem is, when you see that he's convicted on 23 out of 24 accounts, you go, oh, man, I don't want to touch that. That guy's, there's got to be, he's got to be a bad guy somewhere, Kurt. See, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. I'm not accepting that. Okay, and so what, you know, what do we got to do here, and how do we help? I wish I had more dollars and more money and more time and more everything, because I can't be in all these places.
Yeah.
But I literally used a website that I know of, and I literally found Steve Stockman's numbers, and I literally called around, and then I kind of called this lady, and I said, I'm looking for the former Congressman Steve Stockman, and then she's like, who's this? And I explained to her who I was, and she goes, you know what? I remember your name. I remember you guys. I'm his wife. And so I'm in touch now, and we're going to get this done, Kurt. We're gonna see what we can't do to help. We're either going to interview Patty or the attorney, you know, whoever she wants us to kind of help follow this case and do what we can. But I'm telling you, we've got to get this to President Trump. Now, look, Kanye West is supposed to have lunch with Donald on Thursday, Kurt. So how come all these big wig elitists or wealthy people, or I don't know what you call them, can meet with Donald, but I can't? Isn't our information, isn't a former congressman who stood against corruption's case as legitimate as anybody's?
That's a great point, Sam.
And will congressmen and senators stand with a former congressman, or won't they?
He's a hot one, but he's sure worth standing with. The president ought to really like this guy. Maybe we could get him for, like, attorney general.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I'm looking more into the Steve Stockman case, and I'm getting mad, Kurt. They now say he's a flight risk. And
flight risk?
Yeah. Well, that's what they said to the Bundys.
Yeah.
Right?
Standard practice. Like Hillary goes free, Bill Clinton goes free, Weinstein, Wiener, go on and on down the list, Biden, whatever, those guys are all fine, and yet Steve Stockman, and others say they got to rot in prison.
Yeah, they're literally saying he's a flight risk, and the problem I have, and this is why this really needs to get to the Donald, Kurt. Look, They said that Ammon Bundy and all those guys were flight risks. And then they got caught lying in court, and it proved they knew they were not a flight risk. They had done some research to determine that, and it came back no. But they went with the narrative anyway, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, that's what we see so many times, Sam. Scripture talks about wicked judges and lawyers. And saying that when we have that, the people mourn. And I think there's a lot of mourning going on, if you will, Sam. And it's not good mourning, you know what I mean? But it's just a sign of the times. And sure lots to do. The one thing I can say, is as I watched that rally last night with the president and his supporters, and he's trying to get those folks in Iowa and Nebraska, out to vote. There's so much good that's gotten accomplished in the last 2 years, in my opinion. Very little of it that we really even know about. The president talked about the Jerusalem embassy once again, and how the cost was supposed to be around $1 billion, and it turned out to be $180,000. And he said, well, that's, I've never done this before, but he says, I told the guy that was too little. Let's do it for $400,000. We'll get some Jerusalem stone from right there in Jerusalem. It's really nice stone, and, there ought to be a lot of it because we're in Jerusalem, And then he gave another example or two there because people wanted to hear these other stories, other good stories. And there's so much there. Just imagine if a guy like Steve Stockman was, filling the role at like Jeff Sessions as I was going to say as filled, but I don't think he's filled it. He's just been like a person there without any activity, him or, Sheriff Mack or so many others, Sheriff David A. Clark. There's so many others that could really get some good stuff done. Another story you mentioned that, came up, you got Nikki Haley at the UN, Sam, that has been an interesting situation. She says she's going to basically resign as of the first of the year, give the president time to replace her.
Who's this, Nikki Haley or
president,
whatever?
Yeah, I kind of hope the president replaces her with nobody at the UN, but Steve Stockman would be a great example. He could send him up there to the UN, and he'd give him the real facts, because he's certainly willing to go against the bad guys, including McConnell and Ryan and, the previous House Speaker as well. And that's what we really need, ladies and gentlemen, is these people like that. And so, our hats are off to a guy like Steve Stockman. And, of course, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, the guys like that are making a difference in Congress. I think as far as the reports go, Nikki Haley's going to go ahead and support the president. I do think she's positioning herself to be in there later after the president wins re-election in 2020. She may take another post or Secretary of State or something like that, maybe just a little more of an elevated post besides the UN, so that she's ready for a run in 2024. Nikki Haley, I don't know, for sure.
I don't know the truth on that. I think she's a swamp monster though, Kurt.
Okay.
Do you think she's true blue?
Well, I've watched her, and at least when you look at what she says about the president and stuff, she says, look, if I got disagreements with the president, I just basically, tell him, hey, I'd like to talk to you. And she says he listens to me. And I'm kind of thinking, wow, she's saying nice stuff about President Trump.
Yeah.
And she's saying that he's, kind of like civil about it. And yet that's not what we hear most media say about the
You're right about that. I sure wish we could get some leaders of the Freedom Coalition like Ted Nugent and Roger Stone, who have both signed on, and Richard Mack, and maybe me and a few others, to sit down in front of President Trump like Kanye West gets the chance to do, and literally talk about folks like the Ammon Bundy case, where they, we've got to create accountability for that. with the Steve Stockman case, where literally they're saying, you know what, Steve is guilty of 23 or 24 counts. But when you look at this,
yep,
it's a scandal from the word go, Kurt.
And,
I'm telling you, I have personal evidence behind the scenes that he was doing his best. He didn't even want to come and speak at our group without making sure that he was obeying the law. Now, I'm not saying the guy's perfect. But I guess I'm saying, you know, when do you run afoul of the law, Kurt, unintentionally versus when are you intentionally doing something? And that really relates in this scenario. The poor guy can't, you know, he gets it coming or going. He's like, well, I don't know if I should pay for it or if you guys should pay for it, but I'm glad to come and speak. And then he's like, let me talk to the attorneys to see what's, you know, appropriate and legal and okay to do. And then he still gets it wrong.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so did he get it wrong or are they lying about it or what's the truth? And, you know, how much came out in court and how much did the government lie to the jury? You know, you got all that stuff at hand. And the proof in the pudding is the ones that didn't, quote, agree with the government to a felony or to, you know, cop a plea deal of some kind. All those guys went free in the Ammon Bundy case. The ones that made a deal with the government, they're the ones that are all still behind bars, Kurt.
Yep. Good.
Moral of the story, don't make a deal with the government. Now, government lied to the point where they had to dismiss the case. It was so egregious, the judge said. Okay, are they doing the same thing in Stockman's case? I don't know everything. I haven't dug into it, but I don't trust my government on this. I'll tell you that right now.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could say you did trust your government?
Yeah, of course it would be nice.
Just be,
it'd be nice if Jesus Christ would return and we could shut all these thugs down.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with all that. You're right. It'll be wonderful. And you're pointing out a clear, important point, too, that, you know what, we'd love to trust our government. If they gave us reason to trust them, Kurt, we actually would.
Yeah, good point.
But the problem is they give us no reason to trust them. Anyway, Nikki Haley exactly to step right. down, or Nikki Haley to step down.
Haley, yeah. Yeah, and one of the things she said, she says, like my colleagues in the cabinet and on the National Security Council, I have very open access to the president. He doesn't shut out his advisors. He does not demand that everyone agree with him. I can talk to him most any time.
So I wonder if I can get a hold of Nikki now, Kurt. Think we can get a hold of Nikki and Nikki can help us get a hold of the Donald?
Maybe. She says, if I disagree with something and believe it's important enough to raise with the president, I do it and he listens. I mean, that's pretty good stuff. You know, not like what we get told about the president where he's just, you know, she said, I don't agree with the president on everything. When there's a disagreement, there's a right way and a wrong way to address it. I pick up the phone and call him or meet with him in person. I mean, all I'm saying is
I've seen
some pretty good stuff from Nikki Haley and, you know, about the president.
Yeah, and the problem that I have with a lot of these things is Donald's doing a lot of good, and I got to focus on that good and give credit where that's due. And this is another example to say, hey, there's a fresh person with, you know, she's leaving, so it's not like she, you know, has special privileges at this point or anything. But at the same time, you say, you know, Donald's surrounded himself with too many people that are questionable, Kurt. He hasn't drained the swamp. There's still swamp monsters everywhere. In fact, I'll bet you the person he puts in place of Nikki will be a swamp monster. So, you know, I've got this dichotomy that I struggle with. Chuck Baldwin wrote a column about this called, well, I'll have to look it up, but it's like False Hope or whatever. I'll find the column and kind of mention it and folks can read it. When do we have real hope versus false hope? Well, I know this. Whenever we're not turning to Jesus Christ for answers, we got false hope. I'll tell you that right now. Whenever we count on the Savior Jesus Christ, it's real hope. All right, this is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I want to support the good that Donald Trump does. And I want to be grateful whenever good people do a good job. Or even people that aren't great do a good job. You know what? Even people that aren't perfect or, you know, are problem people, the Lord can use in good ways. Many good ways. I mean, look, Saul was a pretty big thug back in the Bible days, and then the Lord worked with him and he became Paul, right? I don't understand my Bible very well, but as far as I can tell, that's a real black and white kind of example, right? Well, so the Lord can do good with people, and I want to acknowledge that good, but at the same time, I don't want to run around in false hope. And Chuck Baldwin wrote a column called The Illusions of Hope, written by Chuck Baldwin. September 27th, 2018. Very, very good column. But it's pretty negative. And the summation of the column is that, you know what? We got all this hope, but Donald Trump has surrounded himself with the swamp monsters of swamp monsters. Most of them work for the Council on Foreign Relations, and every time we think that we have a chance for a bad guy to leave and a good guy to come in, he puts somebody else in there that is questionable. And so on one hand, there's a lot of good done, but on the other hand, you know, the good done is dwarfed by the exploding debt, by the war mentality, by the, and he goes on. Did you get that column, Kurt?
Just looking again, it doesn't seem.
All right, email's just failing. Google's failing everywhere. They're stealing all your information, leaking it to everybody, and now they're failing. They're too busy sending our information to the government to even get it to each other these days.
I guess so.
Nevertheless, the article then says, Patrick Henry may have said it best. It is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this a part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who have eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Anyway, Chuck Baldwin continues and says, Henry's observations of the nature of human nature are as true today as they were back on March 23rd, 1775, when Henry spoke them. It is indeed natural to indulge in the illusions of hope. It's equally natural for men to shut their eyes against a painful truth. And Patrick Henry was not the only one to understand this human frailty. So do con men, charlatans, crooks, and conspirators. Dishonest, deceptive, duplicitous scoundrels know that most people have a trusting nature. They know that most people prefer comfort and are not quick to forsake it. Scoundrels know that people need hope, and the scoundrels are all too eager to give them hope, or at least the illusions of it. They also know that people such as Patrick Henry are an aberration of humanity. Most are not willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. They know that people, most people, shut their eyes against the painful truth. Anyway, he talks about pernicious, predatory politicians who constantly prey on the natural weakness of man. They tell people what they want to hear. They play to their wants and fears. And they cast themselves as the hero for which people yearn. See, I see Donald doing a lot of this. And they say many people, these pretenders, seem to manage or have a superpower, the which Galatians talks about. In Galatians 3:1, trusting in unsuspecting souls. And so then Chuck Baldwin says, it is my studied opinion that Donald Trump is such a man. Trump has given hope to those who are drowning in hopelessness. He has convinced them that he is their political savior. He plays to their wants and fears. He tells them what they want to hear. And he does it so masterfully, so perfectly, that he has brought millions of people, including Christians, under his spell. Before the elections, Donald Trump said, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters. Sad to say, he wasn't making that up. He knew he had, quote, mesmerized them. Anyway, there you go. Chuck Baldwin goes on. It's a great column. It's very insightful, and it's scary to contemplate, Kurt. Any thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I got to agree that Chuck Baldwin is a great thinker. And, you know, I do believe that there's a lot of, well, truth there and a lot of certainly a lot of possibilities. I just know that Chuck's not perfect. Neither is President Trump. But I do know that when I look at what I see from the president, I'm encouraged. Now, I'm not saying that, the savior has returned and now is in the spot of the president. I don't mean that. But I'm encouraged, and I guess I could be one of those ones that Chuck says is, a Christian that's, confused and he's tricked or whatever. I don't see it that way, Sam.
All right, and I see it as Trump might be confused, and Trump might be perpetuating this on the American people. However, and I warned about this too, just like Chuck at the beginning, I was very skeptical of Donald. But I want to be wise enough and careful enough to not just pile on, to say, look, I'm going to step back from the man, step back from the rhetoric on all sides. The liberals say Trump's evil because he's just a destroyer, a womanizer, or whatever. The conservatives, super conservatives, say, look, he's a plant. He's a, okay, are both right to some degree, probably. But to some degree, when it comes to issues by principle, they're wrong, including Chuck Baldwin. And the reason that I say that is not to attack Chuck, but to say this, I want to look at everything based on principle, Kurt. Everything based on the principle. And if it's good, I want to give credit for it. And if it's bad, I want to reject it. So I'll give you some examples. When Donald Trump wants to frisk and search everybody, or search and frisk or whatever, I reject that. It's unconstitutional. Donald, you're wrong. And I want to speak out, not to attack President Trump, but to highlight what is right based on the rule of law. When Donald Trump, on the other hand, though, wants to, what's that thing called, the Mexico Accord or whatever, where they get rid of abortion around the world, or the funding of abortion?
Yeah,
the Mexico policy, or what? I can't remember exactly what it's called. Anyway, Donald's right, ladies and gentlemen. He's absolutely right as rain. So, look, I don't care if he's a plant for evil or not, or whether the allegations are there or not. I'm just telling you that Donald Trump is right. Okay, and so when Donald does good, right things, I want to support them. When Donald wants to get rid of two regulations for every regulation they put in, it's not far enough. It's not as much as I would go for. But you know what? He's right. We got to reduce regulations. When Donald wants to speak to the pro-life rally and to the pro-life side, and when he wants to put judges on the bench that are pro-lifers, Donald is right. Now, you can debate if Kavanaugh is the best guy for the job, but the fact is he's more pro-life than the Democrats would put there. I'll tell you that right now. So, again, I want to back it and say, based on principle, the president's right. And so even though I understand Chuck Baldwin's points, and believe it or not, I probably agree with him a lot more than Kurt might, but I'm going to say this. Whether we agree on those things or not is not important. Standing on principle and rewarding that which is good and promoting and supporting that which is good and rejecting that which is bad peacefully and kindly, we have every right to disagree and have our opinions. We can do so appropriately, though, and we can point out what we believe to be the right way, and then we can let Americans decide what they think. And so I'm telling you right now that I want to be, even though I'm concerned about Donald and I'm concerned about the direction of the country, the massive debt, the warmongering, these things that Chuck and others bring out are true. But I don't want to stumble and ignore the good that's being done. Because if we can promote the good, highlight the good, make that popular, which is good, and reject the bad, and when we reject the bad, do it in an appropriate way to point out why we say it's bad and wrong. The reason that I say search and frisk is wrong, President Trump, is because it's unconstitutional. It violates Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights where people are secure in their papers and in their person and in their effects and such. Okay, it's wrong just to randomly just search me if I'm walking down the street in Chicago. Okay, I reject that based on the rule of law and principle. I'm against it because it's unconstitutional. But that doesn't mean I want to attack anybody. I just want to articulate what I believe to be the better way. And I think profiling is the better way, which we basically said is no good in society. But I think it's plenty good. We got to start profiling. Criminal elements need to be looked at harder than non-criminal elements. And then furthermore, these repeat offenders, we've documented 66 ways from Sunday on this radio program and otherwise, that you know what? Repeat offenders are one of the biggest problems. You got hardened criminals that continue, and we reward them over and over and over and over. I mean, we actually have Operation Fast and Furious arming them, if you want proof to my claim. So, anyway, Chuck Baldwin, I'm trying to get him on the radio with us. I'll see if I can get that done. Again, he's got a different booking agent than he had before, so now they gave me a different number. Now I need to call back and work on it. But anyway, I understand Chuck Baldwin's points, but I want to be very careful that we reward good whenever it's good. So Nikki Haley, I don't think she's my favorite person, but when she wants to have a peaceful relationship with President Trump and she tells her experiences that he's approachable and reasonable, and well, I want you to hear from Nikki too, because I think she's right on a lot of her points. All right, will China weaponize U.S. debt? It's often called the nuclear option. What do you think, Kurt? Will that happen?
Well, Sam... You know, I do believe that China feels like we're one of their biggest customers, if you will. You know, it would certainly be nice to say that we didn't have any debt to deal with and that China couldn't do that with us. But that's not where we are, Sam. I mean, we are in debt. And as the Bible says, that we are subject to those who hold our debt, and China is one of them. You know, we ought to make America great again and get out of debt, is what I recommend, you know. So,
so I pray that doesn't happen. And I don't know if this trade war will escalate into that or not.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It depends on how bad it gets, I guess. Right?
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, it's hard for me to say. It's hard for me to say what's going to happen. I know this. I pray that it doesn't turn into that, Kurt.
Yep.
Because even though I know bogus fiat money leads to that, it won't be good for anybody if that happens. It won't be good for us. It won't be good for the Chinese either, Kurt.
I agree.
Anyway, there you have it. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We're flat out of time. News the networks refuse to use everywhere. Tell them the tale of liberty. That's who we are and what we do. A clarion call for civility. We want to follow the Prince of Peace. Even if we disagree with others, we don't want any harm to come to anybody any time. We want to advocate for God, family, and country, and we want to protect life, liberty, and property, and we believe the media is the place to do it. He who owns the media makes the rules, folks. We need your help at LibertyRoundtable.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved if you believe we provide value to you. LibertyRoundtable.com, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.